you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out, John.
Hour three, we're off and running. We'll go over our question of the day, and also we'll check in with the intern before the show ends. 800-998-1003. You've reached the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day? Is that what it is?
He is head coach Sean Payton. Shock G in a digital underground. Saints with a day off. Lots of news, though, from the black and gold. We'll go over it again this hour. We'll hear from Quan Alexander this segment. Recap what CD News had to say after practice as well. The injuries, how concerned are you? Plus, some news.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
He finally did it. Not that he doesn't have anything on his plate. Starting his final school year in college. Unless he plans on being like in the master's or, you know, doctorate degree. Jordan the intern has found time to open up our fantasy football league. Go over to at ESPN Radio NOLA. It's the last tweet. And there's a link. You can join it. Notch down our little Sports Hangover League on the ESPN Fantasy Football section for ESPN. So go ahead, check it out. Elvin already saying count me in. I'm sure he's clicked the link there already. So if you want to get in, you want to compete, you want to make fun of me, you want to see if you can beat the intern, who's going to talk a lot of smack, not only as commissioner, but he just does so as it is. Go ahead, at ESPN Radio NOLA, click the link, and there it is, Fantasy Football. Also, I have secured Benny Heisler for another season, and that starts tomorrow. Every Thursday we have fantasy football segment. Ben Heisler is one of the best in the business, so we'll go through fantasy football drafts and things of that nature. I know some of you guys have already done it. I know General D is having his draft on Saturday. You know me. I like to wait until the last preseason game because of what we saw Monday. Travis Etienne, what if I would have drafted him? He's done for the year. You have a lot of different players that you just don't know if they're going to be around or not. So I'm at least going to wait until the end of preseason. So the draft will be next week, but you can go click now, and I don't know how many spots are open or not. So let's see, Jordan, if you want it, go get it now before it all goes away. So that's for you to join. Obviously, we'll have cash prizes like Jordan's snowball money. I'm kidding. There is no cash prizes. I mean, whatever it costs to get Jordan snowball, I might be able to get you a snowball or something. Anyway, if you want to go check it, that you can do that as well. Plus, also you can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA to chime in on the questions of the day. And one of those is, do you think the Saints can stay afloat until the bye with injuries and possible suspensions? And what I mean by that is, of course, we did this earlier, but I'll recap it real quickly, and then we'll go to your phone calls and tweets.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
So as I mentioned, the Saints with an off day today, but the news yesterday afternoon, early evening, just stunk. As the transaction wire hits, Nick Underhill has his sources, and he was tweeting, and everybody else was filling in on other reports as well. In short, Jalen Dalton. Yes, Jalen Dalton, the defensive lineman that had a sack back on Monday night in the game, who had this to say about his journey and being able to maybe play with the Saints this season, make that roster.
It's definitely been a journey, one I'm taking day by day, rep by rep, trying to get better each play. The game is the opportunity to come out and show what I've done in practice, and just another step. It's nice to be out there again, making some plays. I'm leaving plays out there, though. Just got to clean up on some stuff and then just get back to work.
Well, he's out for the season. Torn triceps. He played with a partially torn triceps last year. Guess it's completely torn now. He's going to have surgery soon. He's done. He just lost that defensive lineman. So, Malcolm Roach, Shai Tuttle, the immediate two names that pop up to your head that have to now sort of replace that and pick up the slack. Tight end Adam Trautman, Nick reporting from NewOrleans.football that the initial thoughts were 1 to 3 weeks that he'd be out, and he's seeing a foot specialist tomorrow. Now, the importance of those weeks, you pull up your calendar on your phone, your laptop, or just pay attention as I tell you. You have the final preseason game this Saturday. So that's the weekend of the 28th, 29th. All of next week is free. There's no game the 4th and 5th. That's college football week one. So LSU, Tulane, UL, Nichols, next weekend. So this weekend, preseason wraps up. Next weekend, no football. They don't play until the 12th, the following weekend. So the Saints have essentially 2 weeks until the game. Next week, work on your stuff, get ready for Green Bay, and then it is Green Bay week, the 6th through the 10th. That's Monday through Friday. So that's 2 weeks. If that player's out, say, this week, in theory, could Trautman, if it's 1 to 3 weeks, be ready for that? John J. Hendricks of Sports Illustrated, I was texting him at the beginning of the show. I'm like, hey, what are you feeling about Crowley? And he thinks that they're hoping maybe to have him back by week one. Because Nick Underhill reported it could be a couple of weeks. Didn't specify what a couple of weeks was. So, again, a couple of weeks is at Green Bay. Hopefully, at the very least, he gets him back against Carolina. Hopefully, Trautman comes back by Carolina. Nick Vanette, the reports on him, knee injury, out 2 to 4 weeks. Again, 2 weeks would definitely put him ready for Green Bay. 4 weeks, let's just call it a month from, you know, today. And that's essentially the Patriots, week three, right? Today's August 25th. The Patriots are the 26th of September. That's a month. So, again, it's 2 to 4 weeks, though. Nick Vanette could come back before then. If he comes back the latest, that's week three. So, right now, it sounds, right? Two tight ends. You're down to two tight ends. You lost the defensive lineman. Ken Crawley a couple of weeks. I mean, right now, if Marshawn Lattimore is suspended, it's Paulson Adebo and Ken Crawley. If he's healthy. If not, I'm assuming you're putting PJ Williams over there, right? To be your starting cornerbacks against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Now, again, the good thing is, other than Rodgers, and I'm not saying that Daniel the Legend Jones, Sam Darnold, Cam Newton, and Ryan Fitzpatrick aren't good, but they're not, you wouldn't say they're top five, top 10 quarterbacks, but again, you don't have the depth at corner that you would, but those are your first few games into the bye. That's why I'm asking the question. My initial thoughts is, if the offense can perform like we saw on Monday, okay, remember, Alvin Kamara hasn't played yet. And this is why, you know, to me, Marquez Callaway is not playing Saturday. Jameis Winston's not playing Saturday. I don't know if I'm playing Juwan Johnson at tight end, to be honest with you. Because right now, if Vanette, if Trautman can't get back for the Green Bay game, he's your starting tight end. That's it. So, I don't know if I'm playing them. Starting tackles. Remember, they didn't play in week one. They did full line played in week two. But again, you have thin positions. I don't, do you have players to even throw out there? But it's something that we were talking about on whether or not you would play a lot of your starters going into this week or not. One of the top stories that Jordan brought up earlier, head coach Dan Campbell of the Lions, head coach Frank Reich of the Colts, they play this week. Campbell called Reich and said, I'm not playing my starters. So you can do what you want, but I'm just telling you I'm not playing my starters. Frank Reich said, okay, I won't either. So I don't know if that's something that the Saints in Arizona want to do, but if, I mean, I'm just looking at the Saints right now. They are so injury stricken that my initial gut reaction is, I'm not putting anybody out there, despite having that extra week of health, that I think I absolutely need for a shot to try to beat Green Bay. Comma, I may not have a choice, though. There's certain position groups I just don't have players. I have to play the game. It's scheduled. Now, you can do the old take the air out of the game sort of thing and just like I jokingly said, you know, play Taysom Hill the first half, give Aaron Book the third quarter, give Simeon the fourth quarter, or vice versa. Hand it off to Latavius Murray for 35, 40 times. I mean, there you go. I mean, honestly, I know it stinks if you're going to go to the game Saturday, but that's just me. That's just me. Love to hear your opinion on it, though. 800-998-1003. Chauncey Garner-Johnson spoke yesterday after practice, and one of the things that he was asked was his thoughts on the two quarterbacks. Again, the media, the world seems to think that Jameis Winston has won the job. Taysom Hill took the first string snaps yesterday. Just breathe. This was Chauncey on the two QBs.
Let's go. Gotta get the ball back so we can be on the 50 and do it again. I just feel like the confidence is going to be there for everybody. See the guy quarterback. Both quarterbacks. I don't care who's out there. I don't care if you're on the 50 with Taysom, on the 50 with Bookie. Let's go. I mean, you got great field position, so I'm just happy that they all can see eye to eye. The offense is actually clicking, you know.
All right, so there you go. So essentially, it doesn't really matter. Just bring anybody in there and let them go at it. So it's interesting. One of the other aspects that I think was fun listening to him yesterday was his talking about the first couple of drives that he was in on Monday. Again, I felt like I saw 22 everywhere. I mean, I felt like he was involved in every play. I jokingly said yesterday, it's almost like he had the playbook of the Jags.
Man, can I get a penalty for taunting on the media?
Do it.
I mean, what was it? Three and outs, number punts. We should carry that over into next week and then into regular season and then just keep it rolling. So, I mean, I feel good.
It is. So they did very well. Again, I thought the defense looked good. I know it's Jacksonville, but if they got the talent, that's what it's supposed to look like, right? For sure. One of the things that I also was interested in seeing if Quan Alexander is going to be able to be ready for the season opener. Mike Triplett yesterday said something very interesting. Zach Bond's played really well. He sees a platoon system. He sees Quan not as an every down linebacker, passing situations, a guy he has a coverage ability, Bond coming in, run situations and, you know, kind of keeping each other fresh or something of that nature. Here's what Quan had to say on Zach Bond and Caden Ellis.
Oh, those guys improve a lot. You know, when I first got back, I seen them. I was like, they improve a lot. They've been working hard, very hard. You know, those young guys, they got a mindset of their own too to be the best, and they can do that with their mindset. They've been grinding, getting to the ball a lot. You can tell by in the games too. They've been working, and less mistakes too. And that's what's gonna help us.
What are the things that you were able to tell? I think in these two games, especially just body language, some confidence in that group on that side of the ball, huh?
No, not really. I just feel like everybody buying in. And, everybody know the mission and the goal. And, that's what we're going to try to do, just keep working towards it and keep improving.
How about the overall confidence, though, that this defense can be? You've heard Chauncey Garner-Johnson not hide from it. He wants to be a top five defense. He wants to be the top defense in the NFL.
Yeah, man, everybody just playing hard. You know, everybody got confidence. Everybody getting used to the calls and everybody just want to be legendary, and that's what we're working towards, and we're working every day, you know, in practice, preseason, whatever. We're gonna try to get it done.
Final bite. It's interesting. It's been noted that Quan has been carrying a football, like, everywhere, all the time. Why?
That's the mindset. That's why I carry it around every day. I have it on my mind all the time, just the feel of it, the touch of it, just to try to get. I like takeaways and turnovers and that's why I want the whole defense to like and love, so we can get those. So I just try to keep it in my mind, keep it in my mindset.
All right, there it is.
Here or everywhere?
No, I carry it around everywhere. You know, it's a big thing to me, you know, trying to get the ball. And once you see it every day, you know, feel it every day, it'll come to you. So that's what I'm working towards.
You like that? There it is. Carries it all the time, everywhere around. Once that field, trying to get those turnovers. The Saints get some turnovers, it'll be fun. Haven't been really a turnover making creating defense really in the last couple of years. Folks, as you know, football is here. Please go download the DraftKings app and make yourself a little extra cash. Christmas is around the corner. Birthdays, you never know when you can use some. And plus, you can do it while you're having fun. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So go ahead and start getting that philosophy, your strategy ready. DraftKings has daily fantasy pools draft that are free. So you can get the DraftKings free-to-play pools. It can perfect your daily fantasy skills. And more importantly, cash up for grabs. Download the app. Use the code LaRose. And away you go. And away we go to the next break. We come back. Ralph Marlborough will join us. We'll talk a little Saints next on ESPN New Orleans.
I want to spend my
teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
Physical therapy for health issues or following an injury can be very beneficial and help restore your physical function. One form of physical therapy that makes exercise and treatment less painful and as a result more successful, leading to an improved quality of life, is aquatic therapy.
Aquatic therapy takes place in the water under the supervision of a trained therapy expert and uses water resistance instead of weights. People of all ages, including those with special needs and physical limitations, can benefit from aquatic therapy. It can even be used if someone does not know how to swim.
Thibodaux Regional is proud to offer cutting-edge aquatic therapy equipment. The HydroWorks therapy pool is designed to be very versatile so that a wide variety of patients with certain health conditions can be treated, such as paralysis, stroke rehabilitation, arthritis therapy and relief, post-surgical rehab, and so much more. What makes the HydroWorks therapy pool effective is its innovative use of technology to promote healing. One key element is the underwater treadmill. Using an underwater treadmill monitored by video cameras promotes proper gait and encourages correct biomechanics while walking or running underwater. Another key component is the movable floor. For patients with mobility issues, the HydroWorks therapy pool has a movable floor that makes it easy for children, older adults, or anyone with orthopedic conditions to get in and out of the pool without using steps or ladders.
Aquatic therapy and athletics go hand in hand. Let me show you how our HydroWorks therapy pool can help keep athletes safely in the game. Pool workouts following an athletic injury have been clinically proven to be an important part of the recovery process. Completing HydroWorks therapy workouts after an athletic injury can have the following benefits: increase mobility and strength, maintain fitness levels, decrease swelling, improve the balance and stability, and pain relief. Buoyancy allows for more range of motion and can increase joint flexibility. The warm water also helps improve circulation, relax muscles, and improve healing.
If you have questions about aquatic therapy, please call the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at 985-493-4782.
Aquatic therapy and athletics go hand in hand. Pool workouts following an athletic injury have been clinically proven to be an important part of the recovery process.
If you have questions about aquatic therapy, please call the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at 985-493-4782.
985-493-4502 or www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit thibodaux.com.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you.
Can we talk?
Talk sports. Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Each and every Wednesday. I'm excited about this. To bring in Mr. Ralph Marlborough. You can check him out. He's a contributing writer. Writes on about the Saints and other things over at WLTV.com. He also is going to host and does the Saints podcast, Saints Happy Hour. You can follow them on Twitter at Saints Happy Hour as well. Ralph, thank you for joining us this afternoon, man. How are you?
I'm good, Gus. I need the Saints to make a move. I people that know me know I'm addicted to the transaction. And the Saints have $12 million of cap space, and they and they need defensive tackle, and they need tight end, and they need a bunch of stuff. I need Mickey Loomis to do stuff. I'm addicted to the transaction. I don't even care if it's the right move. I just want him to trade for a name that I've vaguely heard of.
So what you're saying is by around 4 o'clock today, you're going to be refreshing Twitter and looking at that transaction wire because they got some guys that are out here, sir.
That's right. They do. I mean, they have some issues. I mean, they have some issues. That tight end is not, like, long-term, right? But, I mean, they need defensive tackle. I feel like defensive tackle, you're going to make the roster just by being on the team and alive. Like, they're dropping left and right. They're suspended. Shy Tuttle looks terrible.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to make the team because, like, they need bodies that are above room temperature at this point.
It's funny you go about it that way because I literally today on the show said, if I can help it, I'm not playing any starters with the way the injuries are right now and how thin I am. But to your point, I got to play the game. It's scheduled and I may not have bodies to actually go. Cause like I'm bubble wrapping Callaway. Jameis Winston's not playing. We know Kamara's not playing. I actually wouldn't play Tony Jones Jr. I wouldn't play Juwan Johnson because he may be your starting, you know, tight end. I don't know if I play a Debo. I mean, the thing is, though, I have to play some of these guys because I don't have roster depth. But who are some of the guys that should not see action on Saturday?
I mean, anybody's name that you can vaguely pop in your head after like 3 seconds of thought, right? I mean, if you gave me a name and they're like first or second on the depth chart, I'd be like, don't play them. Like,
yeah.
if I recognize their name, Gus, I'm probably going to leave to don't play him. Because, if, I mean, like James Hurt, you'd be like, well, you got to play somebody at tackle. But he's the main backup, right? So, mm-hmm. like, if he, like, blows out a knee, then you're like, oh, God, the number one backup tackle is gone. What are we going to do now? So, like, it's just quandary of, like, you don't want to play anybody. The only good thing is they've got to be, you know, they have to play people Saturday. And they have a couple weeks to get healthy. The thing that I don't understand, Gus, is why is the NFL so hell-bent on, like, you play on a Monday, then you play again on a Saturday? Like, why are they so hell-bent on, like, cramming this in? It's a preseason game. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
right.
if your schedule fairness or whatever. Like, stretch it out a little bit. I don't get that.
You know what? You know what else I don't get, Ralph? Why have we not heard if Deontay Harris, Marshawn Lattimore are going to face any suspension time whatsoever? I might kind of like to plan that. I don't understand why the commissioner's waiting. What is he waiting for? Is there a deadline? Like, you know, I just don't get it. Now, we saw Monday Adebo and Crawley start. The team's planning on it, but you'd like to know, wouldn't you?
I mean, you would, but remember, P.J. Williams got pinched for a DWI in 2018, I think, and then 2019, he got suspended for 2 games, but it didn't get set. He like got his charge bumped down to like reckless operation or something. That didn't happen until August. He didn't get suspended until like October, November. And remember too, like anybody that's dealt with the court system or like had to go do jury duty, like I have had, like the court system is like, I don't know the right word for it, but it's like bottled up and super slow because of COVID, right? So these things might not get settled as soon as you would think. And I have to say, Gus, like if guys are going to get suspended, like I don't think Lattimore will because that gun charge is really flimsy. I think Deontay Harris almost assuredly will get suspended for a game or two probably. But my way of thinking is I want those suspensions in the middle of the year. But give them to me now. Give me those guys on the field now. Because I want to start out good, right? And they're going to need Deontay Harris against the Green Bay because I feel like Green Bay is an incredibly tough game for the Saints, even at home. And they're going to need explosive plays and, like, to probably win that game,
right.
they're probably going to need what I like to call shenanigans, where, like, you're probably going to need, like, a couple of Aaron Rodgers mistakes and like a punt return slash special teams touchdown to like get you over the top. So like mm-hmm. Deontay Harris helps you do that. So I'm all for like push those suspensions off till October, November, and give me Harris and give me Lattimore week one. Give them to me week one, and I'll figure out the rest later.
Speak with Ralph Mulberry. You can check out his stuff on WWOTV.com. Also the podcast Saints Happy Hour. I'm going to get to a couple of fun little tidbits here in a quick second, but this just popped up, so I want to pass it along to you. I just saw over on Twitter, Gabe Holmes. You know who Gabe Holmes is?
I recognize the name.
It's a tight end that the Saints brought in to work out today. He's 30 years old. Free agent signing out of Purdue in 2015 with the Raiders. Since then, stints with the Seahawks, Ravens, Cardinals. Signed with the Colts in 2019. Sat out last season. That's where the Saints are right now at the tight end market.
I thought you were going to say he was like a USC fighter and he wants to play tight end like it was a SIBO situation.
Right.
And you're trying to trick me. I had no idea who that guy. You could have told me like,
dude,
he was.
In 2018, he appeared in 8 games for the Cardinals, did not record a single statistic. Does that fall into the category of player that you were like transaction-wise?
I mean, listen, I was talking to my co-host today in the Saints Happy Hour. We were trying to find a corner, and they had that corner that Seattle cut. Pierre Sapphire, I think his name was. And I'm like, my co-host Andrew's like, he's not any good. I'm like, but he played an NFL game. Like, that's all we're looking for at corner now. Like you were finding, like, diamonds in the rough. Now.
Right.
Like, that's the thing that I keep people, like, they should trade for a corner. They should do it. I'm like, you can trade for a linebacker in training camp. Saints have done it a bunch of times, right? They did it for, Cimino. They did it for, remember, when all their linebackers, like died, they got Paris Harrelson, right? You can go get a linebacker. You can even maybe go get a defensive tackle. You cannot go trade for a corner in
starting
August.
Quarter, right, exactly.
No team is giving you an even average corner in August because every team is like, we need as many corners as we can find. We're not giving you our third guy who's average for a fourth-round pick. Get out of here.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's not happening.
Ralph, how is Sean Payton handling the Drew Brees breakup, sir?
He's handling it terribly. I saw in Peter King that he's like in the bus and like Drew used to sit next to him, right? And he's like, yeah, sometimes I get lonely, Peter, and I miss him, and I text him, I miss you, bro. And I was thinking, do you think Sean Payton has like a sad Drew Brees Spotify playlist on his phone, like ready to go, that he like every now and then when it's late at night and he gets nostalgic, like he just takes out his phone and just plays the sad Drew playlist, you know? And I say, after reading the Peter King column, 100% he has a sad Drew Brees playlist. He might even have two of them. He might even have a sad Teddy Bridgewater playlist. Like, I'm worried about Sean Payton. He's wearing hats now.
That's right. What did you think of the hat? It was weird, right? We're used to seeing him in a visor.
I don't like. First of all, God intended him to wear a visor on the sideline. That's the thing. Second of all, you wear the hat when you start to go bald. And he's not going bald. He's got like a full head of hair.
Okay.
So I don't understand the hat choice. And the thing that makes the hat choice worse, Gus, is as a man that owns like 10 different Saints hats, that choice that he made of a Saints hat was horrific. Like, they have so many better.
He is the head coach. He can choose any hat he wants. You're right.
That's right. He literally probably said, I want a Saints hat. So they probably had like an intern bring it to his office and like set it out so he could make a selection. And like, they probably have, I would bet you they have 15 different varieties of Saints hats that you can buy high quality of Saints hats. And he picked, that's the one he picked. Like,
that's the color of his soul. It's black right now. It's a black hollowed Florida Lee. Maybe that's what it is. Final thing for you, Ralph. We're going to give out awards every week, man. And we're going to give them out in your style. And in your style, who gets this week's, hey, nice hands? And I mean that sarcastically.
Oh, man, I have one good hand. I would say I would say Callaway is the obvious answer, but I'm going to give it with a surprise. I'm going to give it to Latavius Murray because he had nice hands on a blitz pickup that Jameis had on the second touchdown. And let me tell you something. That's really important for Latavius Murray because that dude is looking old and washed, and blitz pickup might be the difference between him making the team and not making. How about
see,
that?
That's fine. I'm going to go the other way. My nice hands award is the sarcastic approach, and I'm going to go Kevin White. Drew Brees did everything possibly to give him two catches, and he dropped them. Nice hands.
I felt so bad for him. He looked like a guy that just saw his last NFL game.
Yeah. I think he thought he was getting cut the next day.
Giving him a pep talk, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. If he can, their receivers are so bad. Like, let's not pretend that they're there otherwise. We like Luke Jordan, and Callaway's been a revelation. But the rest of those receivers, Hogan, all of them, they're all just god-awful. If White can make it to Saturday, he gets another at-bat. Like,
I was going to say that. It should be the Kevin White show because Callaway's not playing. Deontay Harris shouldn't be playing. So it's Hogan and White the whole game. I mean Kevin White's going to play an entire football game, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think him and Chris Hogan are, like, Kevin White can make it closer than you think because the bar is so low. And I got to say, Gus, I'm excited for Saturday. Usually, like, the third preseason game, you're like, whatever. I told WBL, like, 7 years ago, I was like, I'm not writing the last preseason game. I'm not even writing a review column. I don't know. Don't worry about it. I'm not doing it. But I'm excited because I want to see Ian Book. I want to see, like, does he – not that he's great or do you think he's going to start for the Saints or anything. I just want to see, like, does he give you enough hope and interesting play that you're like – maybe.
Hey, teams have been calling about him, Ralph. Teams have been calling about him, so we will see.
John Gruden is calling about him. That's what he's calling about, because John Gruden falls in and out of love as a quarterback. He does it like twice a week. It's John Gruden texting Lewis Riddick at like 4 a.m.
That's it. I love me some Ian Book. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate it. Each and every Wednesday at 2:15, sir, we'll be having some fun at Saints Forecast on Twitter, WBLTV.com during the season. And of course, the podcast, Saints Happy Hour. Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Next week, Gus.
Yep, we will. Quick break. The Cajun Ninja. He's up. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
This is the sound of achieving more, and you better get used to it. The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G gives you the upper hand with a phone that unfolds into a tablet. Open select apps side by side to search, stream, and share it all at once. Or go totally hands-free for video calls, selfies, and group shots. Pre-order Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G today and get $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
There it is. I love that music. can only mean one thing. The Cajun Ninja, once again back on the show. Sir, how are you?
Josh, what's up, man?
I'm doing well, man. Good to hear from you. Been a little bit since we chatted. I went to the same beach that you went to, ate at the same restaurants. I was not treated like the Cajun Ninja, but I had a very nice time. No, in all honesty, I was sending you pictures, man, while I was out there in the sand. I loved it, man. How's it been since then?
I've been good, Gus, and I got to say that imitation is the best form of flattery.
So. I agree.
Thank you very much.
It's very true. Since then, though, I would come back to reality, which means cooking and things of that nature again. Sometimes I need something quick. How quick is it to make me some taco soup, which I saw recently on your Facebook page?
Well, I guess anything can be quick. It just depends on how good you want it to be. You know, personally, I like to cook that down for, you know, a little while. I mean, okay. I really cook down the vegetables for a while, you know, and I brown the ground beef first with some paella seasoning. Of course, I let everybody know their favorite Cajun and Creole seasoning will work. But, you know, I get that going first, pull that out, and then add the drippings from all the ground beef and seasoning back into the pot and cook all my vegetables down in that. And then from there, after they get real soft, you know, I'll add all the ingredients back together, you know, some ranch-style beans, some taco seasoning, ranch dressing seasoning, and let it cook down for a good hour, and later add some frozen corn. And I tell you, man, every bite is just delight. It's so good.
I was going to say, I mean, I've seen, like, taco, not like enchilada, but just kind of what you put it, like, in a, you know, a pan in a dish, and you're just throwing everything together, like, you know, seven-layer dip, stuff like that. What made you come up with the idea of a taco soup? I honestly would have never thought of making a soup that was taco inspired or flavored.
Yeah, well, I can't say I can take the credit on this. Someone long time ago probably came up with it, you know. But you know, through you know researching and cooking different dishes, okay. you come across things. But obviously, I always like to put my own little spin on it, my own little twist on things. You know, and I found. You know, cooking certain things down for a longer amount of time, you know, adding a good half of the Trinity into it, fresh garlic, you know, these are things that I think kind of make it Cajun. Seasoning the ground beef with some Cajun seasoning, you know, it just kind of gives it that extra pep. You know, my wife loves the dish. Shout out to my wife. She's in car line right now, getting ready to pick up the kids.
Okay.
You know, so, but yeah, that's, you know, all overall, Gus, there's just so many dishes out there. I think, you know, if we ever going to come up with new ones, we got to put our own little twist on them.
Sure. No, I hear you. Look, obviously, you know, speak with the Cajun Ninjas we do on Wednesdays here. I like to grill, so I'm always in the backyard doing different things. One of the other videos you put up recently as well is the baked bean casserole. Anything with baked beans, I'm in on, and it will go with anything I love to use in my pellet grill right now. I'm smoking and cooking everything. Beans will go with anything, dude. I love this. Why do you think it's one of those ultimate backyard side dishes?
Man, I think you just hit the nail on the head. It goes with anything, you know? You know, especially like a good baked bean casserole. You know, for me, my baked bean casserole has ground beef in it. Now, a lot of people call that like cowboy beans, I think.
Okay.
You know, I just call it baked bean casserole because it's beans and then the whole dish is baked in a casserole. But the thing that's great about really good baked beans is you get that sweetness from the barbecue sauce usually flavored with it, and you get like the saltiness and spices of you know other seasonings. You know, I like me, I throw some good Cajun seasoning in almost everything I cook. But with baked beans, you know, on their own, I actually cook with a Vidalia onion, which is a little sweeter, and a red bell pepper, which is a little sweeter. And these things just really enhance the flavors of baked beans.
I mean, dude, again, you have that like that right crust level on top of it too, as well, and it looks absolutely delicious, almost like a chili, but it's more of a. I guess that's what I was going to ask you. What's the difference between a chili and a casserole to you? Is it just how it's cooked and where it's cooked?
Well, anything I think with the word casserole is cooked in a casserole dish.
Dish, exactly.
You know, so that's pretty much it. But look, Gus, I don't play around, man. I don't know if I told you, but I almost quit school because of recess.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you did there. Like, I think the most impressive part of the video was when you grab the wooden spatula and you're trying to show its thickness and consistency as you're turning it. I mean, the bean's just not moving, man. It's just, it's taking its time to make its way off of the thing. So it kind of gives you an idea of just the heartiness, I guess, of that dish is what stood out to me.
Yeah, you know, man, good, like, soulful backyard barbecues are stick-to-your-ribs food.
You know, and that's what you want with your baked beans.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just I just like to upset the intern. I want to throw some bacon in there. What would throwing in bacon do?
Well, I'm pretty sure I cooked bacon in that one.
Oh, did you? Okay. I was making sure.
Okay. So if you watch that whole video, I cook down the bacon first in the pan, and then I saute the onion and red bell pepper in the bacon dripping.
You understand this. I have a four-year-old. So when I play anything on my laptop in the afternoons, like I was looking at some of the stuff yesterday to get ready for the day, it's, you know, it's daddy. So my eyes might have moved the second that there was bacon in there because I thought that consistency and everything, I can just kind of smell it from here, man. It's awesome. All right, look, man, obviously cooking is a passion for you, but the other thing is sports. Can you believe we're 10 days away, man, from the Colonels, the Cajuns, the Tigers, the Wave, college football starting. We're going to have college football this weekend with week zero, but then 10 days away, season opener, and then, you know, the Saints, man. They think they might have found a starting quarterback. What'd you think of Monday?
Man, it's tough to say, Gus. You know, I think, you know, people could definitely, you know, have this outside perspective that it looked real good, but, you know, did the passing all look real good, or was that some really good play by and a very athletic receiver? You know, both of those catches by Callaway, I don't know how many other people were going to catch that ball. Mm-hmm. You know, so those two touchdowns right there, I'm still kind of putting an asterisk on that. You know, and then Taysom, he had his moments, but he also didn't, you know. So I think we just still need to see a little bit more. And then also, too, man, you got to take into consideration that the team we just played was the Jaguars, you know, who didn't really have a good record last year. And this is preseason, so we still got to see a little bit more. But I think we got one more preseason game.
That's it, Saturday against Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you? What you think, Gus?
If this team can just make it to the bye week healthy, I'll be interested to see where they are. And what I mean by that is, look, obviously, as I touched on earlier in the show, not having Adam Trautman for a couple of weeks, he's injured. Nick Van had another tight end, 2 to 4 weeks, he's injured. Brian Poole, Ethan Greenidge, Jalen Dalton, who had a sack Monday, they went to IR, their seasons are done. Ken Crawley's injured for a couple of weeks. That's just, it's a lot. Does Marshawn Lattimore play to start the season or not? It's just, it's a lot of different players that you're waiting to get back. So that's why I keep telling you, Cajun Ninja, wait to half the season. Michael Thomas will be back. David Onyemata will be back. Hopefully some of these players will be healthy, and whoever is your starting quarterback, which looks to be Jameis, will have 6, 7, 8 games under his belt. So that's why I keep saying Philly, Buffalo, when the Saints play those teams, I think you could see the team maybe make a run.
Well, I'll tell you, if we pull off an 8-9 season, right, I'd be happy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be interesting. Just got to get through the first 5 weeks, man. Cajun Ninja, always a pleasure, sir. Looking forward to talking to you again. Tell everybody, adios.
Faith over fear, ladies and gentlemen. Pa-ya!
And there he goes, the Cajun Ninja. We talked to him on Wednesday's final segment. We'll go back to the North Shore and find out how the intern is doing. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP. Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP. Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Josephta Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Josephta Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Josephtic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
I will say, there is a little bit of, I would say, missing's a strong word. It would be nice to see you every now and then. I would kind of say it like that. Kind of like one of those, oh, hey, I hadn't seen you in a while, and then I'll ask my wife, what's his name? Kind of like that along those lines. How you doing? How's school? Everything's doing well?
Doing well.
Been
doing
a week today, right?
I had French this morning, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A week today.
I don't even want to talk about it. I want to be there. I don't.
How did French go? How did French go?
Well, the first couple of days, actually, I kind of knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. Everything was starting to be a little refresher. And then today, halfway through the class, I'm like, what the hell are we talking about? And I just sat there, and while she's asking me a question, I'm like, are you asking me how long did it take for me to get from my house to Southeastern? And she's like, no, I'm asking you what kind of car you drive.
Well, I mean, it was close.
It was close.
Not really, though. I mean,
not at all.
But I mean,
I started daydreaming, honestly, not going to lie.
So you didn't hear the question is probably what it was.
Well, no, I just started, once I got lost,
right,
and I didn't know, like, some of this, how to pronounce any of the numbers
okay.
in French, I just, like, okay, I might have gave my age wrong. I think I said I was 19 instead of 20.
I do have a bone to pick with you, though. What? Clearly, I was talking to Cajun Ninja if I put some bacon in there. You don't think bacon should go in anything, on anything, ever. Why?
Cause it takes over too much. The flavor takes over too much.
It adds flavor. So you think it should just be eaten by itself?
Correct.
Not on a sandwich.
By itself.
Not in a burger.
By itself.
Not on a pizza.
By itself.
So you've never eaten the Meat Lovers and had bacon on it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have.
Exactly,
but it's
you
disgusting.
Have. Yeah. No, it's not this. So you've like taken a bite of Meat Lovers and just spitted it back out.
Well, I don't enjoy it. Just like I don't like the ham on the Meat Lovers pizza.
So then it wouldn't be Meat Lovers, right? I mean, what do you like? Like pepperoni and sausage? That's it. So it'd be like the double meats. That's it.
Yeah, I guess so. If that's what you want to call it.
All right, fine. That's fine. Rehash for us real quick. Some of the NFL news. There were some teams that did announce some starting quarterback positions.
Yeah, so the team that your New Orleans Saints just played, the Jacksonville Jaguars, have announced Trevor Lawrence as their starting quarterback for the regular season. Another name that sounds familiar to Saints fans, Teddy Bridgewater for the Denver Broncos has been named the starting quarterback. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will play limited snaps this upcoming preseason game in the preseason finale for them. And then Mac Jones, it looks like he's been shredding it up while Cam Newton's kind of been gone with COVID. I think there was a COVID scare. He got an outside test, and being that it was an outside test and there was a little bit of confusion, he had to, you know, sit out for 5 days, I believe. And now Mac Jones looks to be tearing it up.
I was going to say that and bring that up, that Mac Jones actually looked really good against the Giants defense Daniel Jones has in here as well. I guess we'll see as the season gets closer and closer. I'm going to ask you a couple other things for it, but Jerry calling in wants to chime in. Jerry, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
This is Gary, Gus.
Gotcha. What's up, Gary? How are you?
I just wanted to say we got to score again. We got the deep ball back, we're up and running, and yeah, man. How you been, man?
I'm doing well, man. So Monday night's game has given you, I would say, a little added boost of confidence going into the season?
I'm a true Hoonet, man, and my confidence is always high. Ever since Sean Payton walked through that door, man. You know what I'm saying? We got an organization here, brother, and there's no I in team, and I think Taysom understands that we need him to do what he do, man. Love Taysom, man, but Jameis got, hey, we got the deep ball going, man.
Look, I think the decision-making, the deep ball definitely had it, and I've said it a couple of times to several people just since that game. It kind of felt like I was just watching what I'd been watching, right, for the last couple of years. And I know Drew didn't have that ball, but I'm talking about the timing, the pace, the consistency in and out of the huddle to the next play. There was no drag. I thought Jameis got to the line, knew what he wanted to do.
Jameis was razor focused, man. Listen to him, man. It's the decision. It's not the result, man. And even Drew is in his head, man. You know what I'm saying? That 1 year on the, with the headphones on, it did so much for the young man. You know what I'm saying? He don't give away Heisman trophies and NCAA championships, man. You know, come on now.
That's a very good point. What I keep saying, I mean, he was a national champion. You mentioned Heisman, first pick overall. And look, Sean Fox brought up the stats, and Jordan, I don't know if you saw what Sean was talking about when he came on earlier, but it was interesting when he did bring up that in 2019, now again, that was the season of the 30 interceptions. That was the season of the 30 interceptions. That said, Jameis had 5,109 yards, the most in the NFL, 41 completions of 20-plus or more air yards. That was the most in the NFL. 339 successful dropbacks. That was the most in the NFL. And also highest in the NFL, his quarterback rating outside of the pocket, 96.1. And he had 30-plus touchdowns. So, I mean, look, I get the interceptions get and should get the attention.
That's risky biscuit. It's the system. It's the system. It's a totally different system here, man.
Exactly.
A totally different system here, man. You know, the best decision Jameis made Monday night was when he didn't throw the deep ball. The incompletion. That was the best decision he made on. He wasn't there, so he didn't throw it.
Yeah, you're right. He dumped it off to Tony Jones Jr., and he said he should have delivered a little better football. And
hey, Jeff,
Jones probably catches
Jeff,
that in here.
Touchdown, who that? Touchdown, who that?
Okay.
Back, man.
There
love
it is,
you guys,
Gary.
Man.
Thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate it. Touchdown, who that? It's the deep ball is back. Jordan, have you come across people since Monday? And I know it's only 2 days, but so let's just say yesterday, your friends, family members, people at the gas station, do you feel like there's a sense of, I would say renewed energy, but maybe feel a little bit better about themselves after that game on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of my teachers were even kind of talking about
your
it. Like they were some of my communication teachers, they were like, man, Jameis Winston looked very good in that last preseason, kind of just talking about that. And sounds like that they're energetic. My dad also, talking to me before the show, he was telling me that, probably better that, you know, Taysom Hill can, you know, go back to what he's used to doing. So, I think there's a lot of people that are happy with what's going on with the New Orleans Saints at the quarterback position, especially, I mean, you can't be any happier at the performance that Jameis Winston had against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm copying the link to you. I really would love to get him on one day. It's hard to get, for sure. But Brian Baldinger, I love his little video breakdowns. At Baldy NFL is the way to follow. And I just sent it to you, Jordan, if you can retweet it for us on the ESPN thing. He goes through Jameis Winston's evening. He says, Jabu wins at Jabu wins, which is Jameis's Twitter account, with a nearly flawless evening. So well coached, so well protected, great execution. Jameis should flourish in this offense. Hashtag who dat. And he goes through, you know, his passes on the evening, about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. But again, Jordan, he talks about the decision making, the placement, knowing where to go with the ball. And again, that's just the one thing that stood out to me, man. I sent you yesterday the link, and it was after the show, and I hadn't talked about it just yet, but Deuce Windham, who we had on Fridays, we would try to have him on once a week. he put up a play on Taysom, man, where he checked it down. The Sean Payton's given him opportunities. I don't know how else to say it. Huh, Jordan, like, some of the play calls, and if you heard me yesterday mention it to Maddie, some of those play calls, it's almost like I'm giving you an opportunity to throw it if you like it,